walking and sloshing on this moment of science. You're at a party. Somebody hands you a glass. "Hey, come over here," somebody else shouts. You take a step, and the next thing you know, you're wearing that tasty beverage. But why? When we walk, we keep our torsos straight, don't we? Walking feels entirely steady and constant. So why is it so hard to carry a liquid? If you doubt the difficulty of this exercise, we suggest you try filling up a bucket with water and carrying it at chest level without spilling any. But try it outside first. The answer is, although we feel ourselves to be quite steady when we walk, in truth, that is anything but the case. When you walk, your torso bobs in all directions. Walking is a complex muscular phenomenon that amounts to allowing yourself to fall slightly forward and then preventing yourself from falling completely by extending your foot. The extended foot halts the motion, which was partly begun by gravity and partly by the pushing of the other foot. Now the torso moves over the base of the resting foot, which, once the torso has passed it, begins pushing it into a forward fall again until the other foot arrests the motion. On top of this, we must also constantly prevent ourselves from falling sideways by flexing and releasing the gluteus muscles around our buttocks and hips. That's why people sway as well when they walk. This is what walking is, not the smooth, undifferentiated motion that it seems to be, but an ongoing series of up-down, start-stop, and side-to-side maneuvers. No wonder drinks fly. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Scott Tagey in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.